This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, so now speaking of my possibilities, we still got the guys from Fat Packs in studio with us right now, but let's bring on the lady of the hour. It is Charmaine Solomon, founder of My Possibilities. And Charmaine, now guys, I want y'all to understand she has a beautiful accent, okay? So please keep your comments to yourself, all right, Kevin?
I just want to know where she's from.
All right, Charmaine, welcome to the KNC Masters.
Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Oh my goodness, see? You want to ask her now?
Where are you from?
Originally, I was born in South Africa, and then I lived in England for about 3 years, and then I've been in Texas since 99, so I think my accent would be confused.
Yeah, there's a lot happening right there.
There's a lot.
Can you say koala?
Yes, koala.
See, it just sounds better, you know?
Nice. <That's awesome. laughs> Now, I see that your hair is more or less back to its regular color. It was green.
It was green,
after
yes.
North Texas Giving Day, was it not?
Yes.
How did we get there?
Well, you know, Michael Thomas, who's our executive director, he's going, oh, Charmaine, don't worry, you know, if we said $125,000, you'd be safe. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, yeah, right. I don't think I'll ever believe him again, because we got to $125,000 and went green.
Right.
I must say I like it. I think I might do it more permanently.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're holding you to that then.
It makes you seem more approachable for maybe people around the office. They're like, yeah. Oh, she dyed her hair. She's clearly like,
well,
cool.
Unless you're in the shopping center, of course, and people think you're this weird, crazy lady. But other than that, I quite like the green.
All right.
Yeah. So now, Charmaine, you are the founder of, there were three ladies.
That's correct. There were three mothers.
That put My Possibilities together. Can you kind of give us an idea of the story behind, you know, how it started and what the driving force is?
Sure. My Possibilities started really as a result of my son, Kyle. So I'll give you my story, because that's how it began. Kyle was graduating from high school. He was about 21 at the time. And we were looking to see what was going on. He had his last art meeting, and this was in 2007. And they said, oh, Charmaine, this is Kyle's last art year. And, you know, what are you going to do with Kyle when he graduates? I was like, whoa, I don't know. What can I do with Kyle? And they were like, I don't know. And so we go backwards and forwards and do the I don't knows. And after leaving that that meeting, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I better figure out what I'm going to do with Kyle. And that began a journey. And, oh, my goodness, honestly, I don't like to even think about it, because there really was nothing. And the places that I did see, I was like, that's just not going to happen for my child. Basically, what we were doing at the age of 22, we would put these adults out to retirement. We'd put them in a room, and, you know, white tables, crayons, watching TV all day, and that would be an acceptable procedure to follow. And that was not what I wanted for my son.
And now, because we've been to My Possibilities several times, it's amazing, because you can go from, you know, you can go from the art room, you can go from the room where you guys had skee ball set up, and I was like, I want to hang out here. You can go to the incredible kitchen, where everyone there can cook far better than I ever could. They, as we already pointed out with my bidding on the painting, far more artistic talent than I could ever dream to have. It is remarkable to see how it goes from, like, nobody would want to leave their kid at this place to everybody would want their child to be able to go to a place like this. It really is remarkable. Like, whether or not we were doing this event, whether or not we were on air right now, I will tell you, the place is remarkable. The people are remarkable. We always say the Santa Run is the most fun event, like, any human could ever be involved in.
Correct. Exactly.
They're so happy.
Yeah. And so
I'm so happy.
And so that thing,
I can't dance as well either. That's another thing.
I know.
And so that grew from a handful of students.
Yes.
And now you guys are getting ready. Y'all have already broken ground. Y'all already have walls up for a new campus. And what's the hope for the new campus? What's the hope there?
Well, you know, we started with 10 students. We opened in 2008 with 10 students. And today we serve about 450 families a week.
Wow.
And we are at maximum capacity. There's just no space in the room. We have a waiting list of over 100 people that we haven't been able to serve for an extended period of time. And the new campus will help us with that, help us clear what we need to do. And the most exciting thing about the campus is that we have so much space now. There will be so many more things that we can do that we've been restricted to do because we didn't have the space to do so. So I'm really excited about that.
Did you create a room for radio shenanigans for people like us to show up and have fun?
Actually, I think we could have some budding artists who would be able to do this for a living. I'd love to be able to do that. We have a little DJ called Dottie. I think she'd be fabulous on the radio. And so I think we might have to have a radio station there.
I'm leaving here to go work for them and teach radio.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go do. So that's
there are contractual obligations that will prevent that immediately, but I think the timing might actually work out for you just perfectly. Now, I think the most pressing question is, would you like to see a human being get gravy made in their mouth on this tarp over here?
Absolutely. Given that I've had to have my hair go green, I want to see somebody have
it's
that
It's for happen. A good cause, yeah.
It is. Come on. All right. We can do this for charity.
All right.
We just got the My Possibilities seal of approval. By the way, we are Facebook Living this right now. Make sure you like 1053thefan.com on Facebook, and you can check it out. We'll post all of these to our Facebook page later, The KNC Masterpiece. Every challenge, every payoff, for all 15 hours, we will be Facebook Live-ing
these. We have 15 hours of this thing?
Well, now it's almost down to 13.
Okay, all right. We're 13 hours of progress. All right, and somebody asked if you could say aluminum. Can you say aluminum?
Aluminum.
Oh, because you thought she was going to say aluminum, yeah, right? No, I did too.
All right, so, okay.
I've been in Texas long enough.
All right, who wants to make gravy in Parker's mouth?
I think it's up to
Nobody
you, buddy.
Nobody does.
All right. Charmaine, would you like to... All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
Yes! This is awesome!
All right.
All right, Parker. Parker is going to lay down, and Charmaine, if you would like to come over here, I got a package of turkey gravy. Oh, you got turkey. You got turkey-flavored gravy here. Oh,
this is the second year in a row that I've had to do this, and last year I almost, like, choked to death.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. I lost my
Wait,
stir.
Hold on.
I lost the stir that I had.
You can use your finger.
No.
No, Corey is not going to use his finger
Kevin,
to stir the gravy
Kevin,
in my mouth.
Kevin, keep everything going. I'm going to go get a coffee stirrer. Real
okay.
Quick. Back.
So basically what's going to happen here, if you're not on Facebook Live at the moment, we will attempt to describe it right now. We're going to make gravy in Parker's mouth. He's going to lay down on the tarp. We're going to pour the gravy in there, the gravy mix. We're going to pour the water in there. Corey is going to get a coffee stirrer, and he's going to stir it up all in his mouth. And there's a good chance that Parker runs into some choking problems.
Look, if you're watching on Facebook Live, I found a random Ben and Skin, the Centaur shirt, laying around the studio. So thankfully, I'm prepared with new clothes. It's like... No statement that I have about Ben and Skin that I'm wearing their shirt and will probably ruin it when I vomit all of this gravy.
Don't
up.
Vomit on Charmaine. Okay?
I promise. Yeah.
Good God.
I can't.
Dude.
Here, I'll put the microphone in my left hand, which is maybe the side she's on, because there's no way I'm going to vomit near the microphone either. Yeah. Right. I don't want to have to
Parker's
pay $1,000.
Parker's good at the play by play. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
I mean, I am
well, you're
there.
Right
I
here,
can
dude.
See what
like,
he's
I can
doing.
See
okay.
You, kind
okay.
Of.
All right, so Parker is laying on the ground. Charmaine, if you would. Please
do a little water first, maybe just to wet the palate.
Oh,
you're
ready.
Wow. Yeah,
oh,
no, but
goes.
Yeah,
demanding.
Okay.
What demon from hell thought of this?
Oh, Colby.
Gravy time.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of water's in his throat, mouth, and you can pour just a little more. Just a little
no,
more.
No, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, get it over with. A little more water. Yeah, a little more water. There we go. All right, don't swallow the water,
Mm-mm.
Parker.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
More water?
Nope.
No, you ready?
There she goes. She is pouring the gravy powder mix into his mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, is he eating? Oh, no! Turn!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Corey's mixing it up now because that's going to help.
Make the gravy work. Sorry I stabbed you in the tooth. Sorry about that.
I used to want to work in terrestrial radio. Not anymore. This
now,
is done. This is done.
It's a freak show.
Now if you can sing the national anthem.
Wow! How patriotic!
Yeah. No, we love America on this show.
God, this is awful.
Ew, he's got weird...
And then I got cream gravy.
Oh!
Oh, gosh, that's disgusting.
Please stop talking.
Oh, it's salty, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's gonna choke.
Reversal of fortune.
Oh, he's gonna choke.
Here
oh,
we go.
God. Oh, God.
Here we
oh,
go.
Oh, God, his back. Oh,
oh.
Man, I'm so sorry, Parker. All right, Kevin, so there you go. Charmaine, thank you so much for being a good sport. You did a great job, and we really appreciate it. If there's anything else you wanna kind of throw out there about My Possibilities that we haven't covered, just give us that last delivery here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me here today. And I really appreciate you doing the marathon to raise money. All this money goes back to helping My Possibilities grow for the campus and provide more programming for adults with special needs. I don't mind going green, and we do silly shenanigans ourselves to raise money and also to highlight the need for our services and for what we do for adults with special needs. And so thank you guys so much for what you're doing to help us raise money today. And so go out and bid on those beautiful packages. There's lots of stuff out there.
Absolutely. And then not this Saturday, but next Saturday out in Frisco.
Santa Run.
We will have the Santa Run. We will be emceeing the show. Run, don't run, support the cause. We support the cause and don't run. Or at least I don't. But it's so, you can walk as well. Mm-hmm. It is so much fun. You'll meet so many great people. There's also a ton of amazing vendors out there.
Yeah, bring the dogs, bring the children. Come out and have fun.
We have a Santa costume contest.
Gosh,
there's all kinds of cool stuff.
Photos with Santa. There's a whole bunch that's going on.
No,
and it's
absolutely
a really fun, friendly event. And the weather looks like it's going to be great. Every December we pray for good weather. But so far, everything looks great. It's going to be a beautiful day. Please come out and support us.
This is the one event my son begs to be a part of more than anything. He was like, but I can be at the fun run, right? And I was like, yes, we'll get you there. So thank you so much for popping on the show.
Oh,
I'm glad you made it through traffic.
Oh my gosh, yes. Welcome to Dallas.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.